B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get out of here. Come on. Don't listen to them. Listen to no one.
Don't listen to them. You're going to ruin your career.
But you're rich.
You can't listen to those people. They're maniacs.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to the Patriots Fifth Quarter, everyone. I'm standing with two heroes on the afternoon, James Sanders and Brandon Merriweather, both with interceptions. And before I start anything, what's up with his hat?
First of all, let's just go to the hat.
Where'd you get the hat?
I got it from the young lady on the Patriot team. You know, hey, you ain't got to zoom in on this. I'm just letting y'all know. I got it from one of the ladies on the Patriots that be shooting out the gun, the one of the Patriot ladies. And she gave it to me, and, you know, it was a nice little gift. I'm going to wear it for her.
Request accepted. We are not doing the traditional intro to Brandon Merriweather. Forgot about that.
That's right. I want to make something, but I thought that was an appropriate one to start off.
It was Brandon's greatest hits. Yeah, I like it. Brandon Merriweather is brought to you by DN Van Lines, Felger's Mover, Ted Johnson's Mover, Beetle, Arcan, and even old Buttable Butt Nick Jambelli's Mover. Move like a pro online at dnvanlines.com. Brandon joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Merriweather, hello, sir.
What's up, y'all? What's good?
It's all good, baby. You know that. You know that's how we do.
Man, like my tweet say, man, I guess we got to keep it the same because everybody loves it.
Listen,
the people do love it. They do love the intro, but listen, doesn't mean they're not going to love the next thing we cook up, right?
Hey, that's true. That's true. You know, you don't know what you like until you try it. So you're right.
All right. So now, did you want to write something? Or, because the last ones of that last one was a thing that you wrote, and we just put it to music. Now, if you want to do that, we can go that route. I think the people might like that.
No, man. I just put the old one back.
So you're saying
it's too much work.
It doesn't affect your life that much. You're fine. You're fine.
The next time y'all had a 98 miles, you know, I'm going to do it again.
Okay. All right. Very good. There you go. That's a promise. All right. So did you watch the Patriots game?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. It was heartbreaking.
All right, so does it look to you like Bill Belichick doesn't have the confidence in this team like he had when you were playing?
No. It just looked like this team having a lot of bad breaks. It looked like they're right down the cuff, and they just having a lot of bad breaks.
There was a moment during the game, and I don't know if you saw the hit on Mac Jones, where he didn't brace, he was blindsided. It was one of the hardest hits that I have seen in the NFL in at least a season. When you connect on a hit like that, and there's no flag being thrown, I mean, as a defender, like, how does that feel?
It feels tremendous, actually. It honestly, though, the hits that's the hardest is the ones that don't look hard. Like, normally when it looked like it was hard, them the hits that normally, like, you eat. Like, it's like, you know, not really a big deal, to be honest.
How so?
Really?
Explain.
Yeah.
So like, the hit that would hurt, it's not like the blindside hit where, you know, the one Mac Jones took. It'd be the hit like, you know, you falling and somebody end up kneeing you in the back of the head. Like, that's the hit that would hurt. And everybody will see it and be like, oh, it was just a knee, you know, but them the hits that caused the concussions and everything.
So that's interesting. So you think that despite how violent that shot looks, I mean, everybody saw it on TV, like, winced. You think that a hit like that, maybe it's not as bad on Mac Jones as we had all assumed that it would be.
Right. Right. Like, everybody see it and be like, oh, my God. And then, you know, Matt Jones got up like it was nothing. So, you know, it either he, you know, the Iron Man, or he, you know, it wasn't as bad as it looked.
All right. I was watching another game a couple weeks ago, and there was a hit where a defensive lineman hits Matt Ryan, and it's a clean hit, shoulder to his chest, and they throw a flag for unnecessary roughness because he landed on him. The explanation was that the lineman had landed on him. All right. How do you avoid that, Brandon? How is a defender, if you hit a guy and you make a clean tackle? Now, listen, my high school experience is as far as I went with the game, and that was decades ago. But, I mean, even on a tackling dummy, you were taught to wrap up and follow through on the tackle. How do you avoid, on a clean hit, landing on the guy?
You do realize you're talking to the head king, right?
Yes, I understand.
we do know that.
That's why I'm asking you.
If only there was any video evidence out there.
That's why I'm asking you, is that, because, listen, for better or worse.
Honestly, man, a lot of times, there's no way possible to avoid stuff like that.
Yes.
Like, it's either, you know, you land on him, or, you know, you just don't hit him the way you was, you know, hit him as hard as you did.
Right.
Like, there's no other ways to avoid it.
What was that thing in the background what was that thing that was just in the background at your place?
That was my son, man.
Okay.
Sounded like something.
All right.
That was my son playing with his toy gun.
All right. Okay. Okay.
He rules. I heard that in the background. Well,
make sure it's a toy.
We weren't sure.
Dad, I found your AK. Hey! Put that down. That's
not until
you're 12.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, not this time. Not this time.
All right, no, but seriously, because I saw it, it's very frustrating as a fan. And when they make these rule changes, how do they teach the players? Like, does someone from the league come in? Does your coach, like, sit you down? How do they, like, when they, because they're always evolving these rules. When it comes to, you know, what you're allowed to do defensively, how does the league explain it to you?
They go, you know, hey, this is the new rule. Y'all professionals, figure it out.
Oh, jeez. I don't know how you cannot land on a guy. It's hard enough. I understand head to head, and I understand, you know, the dangers of it, and I understand how that's a moving target, and you don't always know, and all of that. But that one got to me, landing on the guy. I mean, and it's amazing that you can do anything you want to a running back. I mean, you can, you know, take a running back's leg and wrap it around your head. You can flip them upside down, but if it's a quarterback, you can't land on him. It's very frustrating.
Right. Running backs are also one of the lowest paid positions.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, so you got to protect the money. And, you know, I kind of wish I would have, you know, understood all this earlier. You know what I mean? Instead of just continuing saying, all right, man, it is what it is. They're going to fire me. It is what it is. But I wish I would have understood all that earlier. You know, it's a business, and they want to protect the business. So it is, you know, you gotta change something.
Hey, Brandon, did you know Sean Taylor?
Yes, we played together for 2 years.
Okay, so you played together at Miami. Now, did you see?
He was actually my roommate when we went on the road trips together.
Oh boy! All right, did you see Mahomes' brother? Dancing on the tribute to him?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay. There's a video on TikTok. You know, they did the tribute to him, to Sean this weekend, and there was a number that was blocked off. It was Sean's number.
Had ropes around it.
Yeah. And Patrick Mahomes' brother, Jackson Mahomes, did a TikTok video of him dancing on top of the number. Now, after, of course, people rightfully crushed the guy for doing it, he said that he didn't know that it was, you know, the retired number.
He was directed to stand there.
That, and he said he was directed to sit, but I mean, that doesn't...
He was directed to dance on it.
I mean, listen, of course, I would make a TikTok video of it, but what are your thoughts on that?
Hold on. So he went inside of the roped off number and said he didn't know he couldn't stand there?
Yep, basically.
Yeah, and he made a video dancing on it, which, why would you make a video just of you randomly dancing? Like, he knew what he was doing, obviously.
Hey, man, listen, man, you got to forgive some people ignorance, man. You know, it just sounds like it. Honestly, man, it sounds like, you know, like if I was there, I would have had a problem with it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? If I would know him, I would definitely have a problem with it. But it's the fact that I really don't know him, man. You know, he just could be some, you know, stupid kid, or he could have did it on purpose. Like, I wouldn't know unless, you know, I knew him.
Was there ever a situation that you were around where someone or a teammate had a family member who just couldn't help being a jackass?
No. Everybody I was around, like, we kind of made sure we told our family, like, yo, you know, y'all, when you here, you know, y'all be on your best behavior. Like, I ain't never had nobody who, where, you know, the regardless of where we went, he did stupid stuff. No, I never been around people like that.
Because I got to think that in the NFL, there's, you know, certain people who, you know, end up seeing their family members change once, you know, someone in their family gets a ton of money from being in the NFL.
Right, like you try to capitalize on their name and make TikTok videos with no talent of your own.
Yeah, right? And even sometimes even more so, you know, where people turn against each other just for the pure money of it. I mean, I got to think that that's probably something that you've seen a decent amount.
Man, if that was my family, I would have slapped the shit out of him.
Well, good.
He deserved it.
Yes, he did deserve it.
Like, I'm being serious. If that was my family member, I would have slapped the shit out. I would have been like, bro, why would you do something like that?
Right.
Because like, you're making my name look bad. Like, you ain't really, like, don't nobody really know who you is, but they know the you know how y'all introduce him? Y'all say Patrick Mahomes' brother.
Yep. Right.
Y'all don't say his name. Mm-hmm. Y'all, everybody say Patrick Mahomes' brother. Like, if that was my brother, like, I would have slapped fire down.
Yeah, well, that's the point we're making, is that, you know, if you're, there's something extra awful about people that try to capitalize on someone else's fame when they have no talent of their own.
And you know, a lot of people do it.
Oh, sure, a lot of people do it.
Well, speaking of that, you know, you played for the Washington Redskins at the time. And right now, during the era you played, there is a big investigation going on where the NFL got all of the emails of Bruce Allen. I'm sure you've heard about a lot of it. What did you know about the culture there? And did you know much about Bruce Allen? And did he have a reputation when you were there?
No. When I was there, Bruce Allen was like a straight-laced guy. You know what I mean? He, like, all the stuff that I'm hearing now is actually shocking. That the Bruce Allen that I know would do anything like that. Like, he's completely different, you know, when he's talking to the players. So I wouldn't have had no idea. Like, the same with John Gruden, though. Like, all the stuff they saying about John Gruden, like, that's not John Gruden I know.
Right.
You know, but, you know, if he the fact that he did it, you know, let me know that, you know, how well do you really know people?
Well, great. So you see, you know, John Gruden, who is in a position of power, and his views on minorities and gays and women and everything else. Do you think that the league blackballed Colin Kaepernick? Because I'm bringing it back up because it just everything that comes Absolutely. Out. It's what's that?
Absolutely. Like, do you? How could you not think that?
Right.
Like you telling me. So this man went from starting to telling everybody he don't mind being a backup, and you telling me it's 64 quarterbacks that's better than him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man. That's ridiculous. So, of course he was blackballed, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, the people that's making the money is always the people that make the decision. So it is what it is.
So when you see the league, like, celebration of diversity, and they do these things in, like, lip service to, like, minority causes, do you, like, kind of, like, shake your head, like, the phoniness of it?
Yeah, a lot of the times I do, but it depends on the sport, you know. Like, I believe the NBA is actually genuine sure. with it,
right?
You know what I mean? I think the NBA is actually genuine with it, but I think the NFL, I think we're getting closer to it, but I do think, you know, a lot of the times they do things just to save face.
Oh, of course they do. I mean, you could say the same thing about the timing of the Sean Taylor right. tribute.
Right, right. Because I would have actually went
right.
if I would have knew in advance. But the fact that I didn't know until that Thursday, I'm like, come on, man. Y'all doing this to cover up, you know, the little whispers of Bruce Allen.
And that's interesting because that's a good point, Brandon. I didn't know you were roommates with the guy, and obviously so you were very close to him. Yeah, the opportunity for guys like you and everyone else to do a proper, you know, a proper celebration of the guy's life, a proper,
yep.
I mean, that makes it even worse. I never even thought about it that way. I know they threw it all together to try to distract from the emails.
I don't know if you saw, but Dan Snyder showed up to meet Sean Taylor's family, and he was just wearing a hoodie. Like, it's like this thing that's, it was so sloppily put together. And I don't know if you had any run-ins with Dan Snyder, but I mean, there's a million stories about, you know, his incompetency. But I mean, you're right. It just seems like it was all done to distract you from what was going on during the previous week.
Right. Right. Like, and the crazy part is, I've seen a lot of people on Twitter trying to, you know, make this into a race thing, saying, you know, the guy who they retired before Sean, you knew about his retirement 6 months in advance.
Oh, wow.
But for Sean's retirement, you only knew 3 days in advance. So they were trying to make it seem like, you know, the reason it was like that was because it was racially, you know, but I just think I don't think it was racially. It had anything to do with race, but I 100% think it's to cover up to try to get the, you know, the media to talk about something else besides Bruce Allen.
Oh yeah, well that's a fact.
Sure, sure.
I mean that's an absolute fact. All right, so are the Patriots done? Are they done? You say they had bad luck. Do you have any faith in them getting it together this season?
Yeah, I do. Bill is a hell of a coach. I do. It's like you see a lot of good. You see a lot of good come out, but it's just, you know, like it's some reason they just can't keep it together for a whole 60 minutes.
Right.
And with me knowing Bill, that'll be fixed sooner than later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if you this. They didn't show it on TV, and I was listening to Zolak doing the play-by-play, and he had mentioned that at one point during one of the defensive slip-ups, apparently Bill Belichick was lighting up Gerard Mayo on the sidelines. Now, some of the defensive players were there as well, but, I mean, he was basically going all in. What's the worst you've ever seen Bill Belichick light someone up on the sidelines?
Probably me.
Hey, what was the scenario that led to that?
When I hit Heat, he was basically just saying, you know, if I go for the ball, I get a pick, but, you know, instead of trying to hit everybody, I could be making, you know, I could be getting picks and stuff and having turnovers instead of trying to hit everybody, basically is what he was saying.
Does he swear a lot when he does that?
No, but the way he said it's like a swear, like it's like a stern talking to you.
Right.
So you might as well say he do, but no, you don't.
That's the worst. That's when you know they mean business. If someone can be that angry and not let one slip, you know that they have that it's almost like this patient anger, which is 10 times worse.
Simmering is the terrible part.
Oh, Yeah.
You just love to hit, Brandon. I mean, you just love to hit.
Right, and that was my thing. I was like, you know, I just love the contact of the game. That's the only reason I've been playing it for the last 30 years. So, you know, people don't understand that part.
Zach Wilson looks like the kind of guy you'd probably want to take out, right? He's got that look.
The Jets quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, he do, man. He do. Like, he look like a guy that you, like, want to just punch in the face. Like, he do. You know, it's crazy. When they drafted him, I actually said that. I was like, yo, I would love to play against him because he just look like that type of guy.
So he's like the anti-Wallach. Wallach is the face that you want to get. You want to help him get laid. Zach Wilson, you want to punch in the face.
Right, right. Like, Waldick exactly is that guy. Waldick is exactly that guy. He's the guy you want to help out.
That's right.
Did you see him clean up? I saw that you liked the picture of Wallach in the suit this weekend.
Yeah, I seen him clean up a little bit, man. His suit was baggy like Steve Harvey, but you know, it was all right.
Well, when you're thin, you got to make up for it another way.
So you're saying that it was off the rack. You're saying that he needs to see a tailor.
Hey, bro, you got to tailor that up, man. Right. You know, your suits need to be a little tighter.
I got the triple breast on hold. I'm ready.
All right. The Steve Harvey suit. Go to an Atlanta Falcons game on a Sunday. See million Steve Harvey suits. buttons.
Yep.
All right, Brandon Merriweather, love having you on, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Joe.
All right, see you, man. There you go. I knew he would look at Zach Wilson and go, oh, that's the guy. I got to think
how you couldn't look at him and just say, that's the future.
Well, during his era, I got to think you got to go back to, as far as like the dude who had the face.
I think Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers, just everything. Like, even the way he taunts, which he has every right to do it. I'm not saying
I thought that was funny.
I thought it was funny, too.
Yeah, I own you,
But there's that just, like, vile, like, real arrogance to it. He just seems like he's no fun.
You see, I thought back in his day, he probably would have thought the most punchable face was Philip Rivers. And I remember Philip Rivers with his cockiness when he first was kind of in the league. I mean, obviously the guy, you know, has earned his stripes as far as being tough.
Right.
He's played through some crap.
Sure.
But I mean, that dude, the way he would mouth off to other teams.
Without swearing too, because he was all religious.
Right.
I just like that idea of religion. Like if you swear, like God's like, all right, that's enough of that.
He takes a little notch off the little, you know, a lollipop away from when you get to heaven.
He's like, you're going to HE double hockey sticks.
Is Zach Wilson the most punchable face right now in quarterback? In the NFL? He might be.
I don't know. He looks like his mom, which is confusing.
Well, that's not nice. Then that's not good. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I'm saying Aaron Rodgers all the way.
Dan just said Baker Mayfield in my head.
Of course. He's retired the title right now.
Yeah, I mean, is he still playing? All right. So we'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Slow. Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's a line drive into right center field. Is going to get down and go to the wall and clear the bases. Three more runs are going to score for the Astros as Brantley knocks it into the gap and blows it open here in the ninth. 6-2 Houston with a 4-run ninth inning.
Hey, A-Rod, what's your favorite Ben Affleck movie? A-Rod, Ben Affleck's got J-Lo. How do you like them apples?
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Tutcher and Rich, coming up at 9:30 this morning. Tickets to the October Super Bowl, Patriots-Jets, Gillette Stadium, be there. Be now, in the house.
This is a game that the Patriots have to definitively kick their ass. This is a game that you cannot have a Houston Texans situation where you go in and you jack around. This is one of those where after a loss like that, show me that you're not. Just show me that you have some sort of semblance of pride.
Go up against that Salah defense with a week, with 2 weeks to prepare.
Yeah, I laugh, but I've got this horrible sinking feeling that we're going to be here on Monday morning. They will have won. But they will have squeaked by, and it was another embarrassing.
See, that's the thing. It doesn't matter. It's a no-win situation for the Patriots.
No, win is to kick their ass the way that they should.
Not even that, because theoretically, you look at the score the last time they played. They beat them by 19 points there. Suppose you beat them by 21 or more here. That's
Elijah Moore is
going to
have 22 catches for 300 yards.
That's merely something you're supposed to do.
Yes.
No one's going to think any better of this team.
Not and better.
Matter of
we're
fact,
not going to think worse. Because if they come in here and they barely beat them.
The only way is down. If you beat the Jets, you're supposed to beat the Jets. You're supposed to blow them out on your own home field. But if you, and even if you do, you're 3-4 with 2 wins over the Jets.
That's all I care is for them to go in there and do what they're supposed to do and just beat them by like at least 2 touchdowns. At least.
Right. Good luck.
I know it's going to be a tough one.
I mean, you're going to go up against the Williams brothers and try to get that done.
You stay in the whole game? You stay in the whole game?
I don't know. If it's out of hand, I'm gonna leave.
Well, that's normal. But even if it's close, you stay in the whole game?
Yeah. I think that we're in that front row in the end zone.
Oh, nice.
So I think that my son's going to be super into it.
Okay.
What I think is when Berrios returns the opening kick for a touchdown, because the Jets will elect to receive.
Taunts him, points at him.
He'll just hand the ball to Milo, and then I'll be like...
Hang on, you are going to be by the...
I got it from one of the ladies on the Patriots that be shooting out the guns.
You're going to buy the Patriot ladies that are shooting out the guns?
Yeah, I mean, I can just feel the testosterone in the air. I don't know if I'm on... Are they in both... I don't know. Are they in both end zones or one end zone?
I thought it was just one.
I thought it was one,
too. Because the other end zone's where you're standing on the field in front of that restaurant.
Can't have crossfire, Fred. Very important. You can't have crossfire.
Yeah. Is there still the McDonald's there?
What's McDonald's?
Remember there was a McDonald's.
Oh, behind one of the end zones underneath the scoreboard.
Yeah. So I believe the Patriot ladies that are shooting out the guns end up going to whatever end the Patriots are going towards.
Ooh.
So
well, that's going to be exciting. I mean, that's worth the price of admission. I mean, I wonder if they'll let me take photos with them. I mean, that would be really fun.
Dreams do come true, Fred.
Because, I mean, what a cool job.
Well, Rick Riley did it. He did a whole spot on it.
And then he shrugged for the camera.
What are you cooler than Rick Riley? I don't think so.
I mean,
nobody is.
That is really like the Plimpton. He's their modern-day Plimpton. I mean, he went and dressed up as the guy. What a fun. Well, so here I was with a bunch of dorks. And I dressed like a dork. And then I stood by the end zone. Congratulations.
See, if you're going to stay for the whole thing... How long is it until you get out of there? Because to be honest, I have either done one of two things lately when I've gone to a Patriots game. I usually go to about one a year. I either leave early, and that's the majority of the time. I'm leaving by the beginning of the fourth quarter. Or I stay long enough to actually go and get something to eat and hang out for a while. And I've done that once in the last 5 years. I've never been one of those people who just says, I'm leaving when the game is over and sitting in that. Because how long are you stuck? Like, how long does it take now to get off of, what is that, one right there? How long
Very
does it take to get
time.
Off of that?
Very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's after 40 minutes in the parking lot.
I mean, if the game is close and I'm not leaving while it's still, well, there's still a one-score game.
Then you're grabbing some dinner. Then you're grabbing an early dinner.
Well, remember, I got a car service.
It doesn't, well, I mean, I guess, I see, to me, I don't even care if someone else is driving. I hate sitting moving.
If someone else is driving, I don't care.
I hate
driving.
If you have the ability to have someone physically pick you up on Route 1.
Yes, that's what I would do.
That's half the battle. Half the battle is getting out of the parking lot. But once you're on Route 1, that's tolerable. That puts him ahead of anyone who comes out of there and has parked in a lot.
If I don't have to drive, because I lose my mind with the cars. I mean, I really hate driving home from here. I was at a green light yesterday, and a car stopped in the middle of the intersection and just started going in reverse towards me at a red light, at a green light.
They weren't trying to go back into a parking space.
Oh no! There was no parking spots or a curb for that matter. It was in the middle of the lanes, in the middle of four lanes. They just started backing up into me because you know why? They realized they'd gone too far, and the only solution was to put the car in reverse.
Without looking.
Did you have to honk to let them know, hey, someone is back here?
Rich, I've
done that before.
I have come home with a sore right palm. from slamming that. There is not a day that I drive home without honking at least 17 times and yelling and screaming and going crazy. I've gotten out of the car. I've done a million things.
Fred, I found a setting.
In Dorchester, by the way, I've gotten so pissed off, I've gotten out of the car.
I found a setting on my car that I could set my horn to be a gigantic fart.
Yeah, I know. I would use it constantly.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, it would never get old to me.
And it's loud.
It would never get old to me.
It's the best.
I don't have that.
And there was actually one time where I was legitimately trying to honk at somebody, like, because it was like the light had turned green, and I sit there and I'm like, all right, well, it's not what I meant.
I have
hard to be intimidating that way.
So I have to take a left onto Columbia, and like, you got to be pretty aggressive. And a bus was taking a right. It's two lanes, and the bus just tried to get in front of me, taking the right, and I was in the far left lane. And I'm like, no. And then the bus wouldn't stop, so I stopped and I got out of my car, and I'm like, What give? It's like, so you do you have to pay if you hit me? I got out of the car. I'm like you're an inch away from like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, you
you're driving you're driving an effing bus, you maniac. You're driving a like, whoa boy, gotta get on time. You're driving a bus, loser. Like let me make my turn. Don't worry so much about your turn. It would have delayed him 5 seconds.
Did he acknowledge you?
No, he didn't acknowledge me.
Are you glad he didn't acknowledge you?
I'm willing to die out there.
Die for all of us.
Well, listen, it was a bus driver, so I figured he wasn't going to shoot me.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I'm not an idiot. I mean, I do an ocular observation before I start going crazy.
You step out of the car, you're ready to die.
It was a bus. Okay. It was a bus. I mean, I'm not wrong. Like, what are you doing? It would have delayed him, Rich, a second.
Sure.
A second.
Oh, yeah. Places to go, people to meet. Yeah, it happens all the time.
But I have to make the left turn.
Yeah.
So if you're making a right and I'm making a left, that's legal. I'm not breaking the law.
No.
I'm doing what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's going to ram me. I mean, it's really something else. I mean, coming in here, these buses, like, you ever see where they just, like, they kind of, like, you know, at a stop, like, where you, like, hit the brake for, like, a second and then just keep going?
Yeah.
Like, these guys. These buses at 5 in the morning will pull into the bus stop and then just jerk back into the road like they without stopping.
Well, the best is when you're in a lane and there's one of those buses that is so big it's basically two buses attached together by the rubber, and like you'll see the bus on your right, but ahead of you, you can see the front of it is merging into your lane because they're just assuming this jackass has to brake
exactly.
And let me in. Because if he doesn't, he will die.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of chicken being played. Oh, no. Do I honk? Oh, my God. I mean, it's unbelievable what people do. So, like, to answer your question,
yes.
If I'm not driving, I'm fine. If someone else is driving, it's great. I don't care. It doesn't aggravate me. It aggravates me so much. I hate driving.
I wish I had that. I wish I had it where I could just sit in a car and even just sit in traffic and be fine with that. Because then, you're right, leaving a Patriots game would be perfectly fine.
Because I can watch the Sunday Ticket on my phone, so I can watch the 4 o'clock games on my phone.
Mm.
And what's the difference between that and being on the couch? So, you know, I mean, I don't want to sit in a car for 3 hours, but I mean, I can't take the driving. That's why I'm paying all the money for the car. It's worth it. I mean, I got the tickets for free to the game. It's worth it to me. It's worth it.
Sure.
If I sat in that route, I would go. I'd lose my mind. My back tightens. I get back pain. I get lose the circulation in my hands from gripping the wheel. It drives me nuts. And as soon as I get to that Franklin Park Zoo, everything's fine. Everything's fine and dandy. But until I get to the Franklin Park Zoo, it's the purge. It's like there's no law. There's no law. There's 2.5 miles of Columbia Road where there's laws do not take place. In Seven Hill, people wave. You let people in.
Mm-hmm,
everyone's very nice.
And then you cross over the line.
Then you get onto Columbia Road, and it's anarchy. It's anarchy. And you know why people don't get mad when you honk? Because they know damn well they're breaking the law. Have you ever seen someone cross the road in like right when the walk sign comes on not make it to the end by the time it's off?
No, I've had
that. There's a lot of moseying on Columbia.
Bombadita.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of moseying. Because the only way I can figure is that at this point I got the power, jackass.
Like, sure,
I can. I'm ruling the roost. Oh boy, now you got my back all tight thinking about it. Oh, I hate it. I hate it. I can't wait till we move to Waltham. When we move to Waltham,
going across the crosswalk.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about like someone who's disabled or something. Like, I'm not a monster.
Of course.
I'm talking about a big lard ass just doozle, boozle, boozle. Parking in the right lane and just get it out of the car in the left lane.
Well, they got their hazards on. They can do anything.
Well,
hazards are basically your license to break any law you want.
Well, no, it's the right turn signal on Columbia.
Okay.
It's the right turn signal where there's no, you know, there's no road. They're just letting you know that they want to go right. And then they open the door in traffic. Like, what if you just killed them? Like if I'm not paying attention, I would kill you. Like, I'm going 30 and you're just getting out of the car in my lane. Like, I mean, hello. Like, I got to tell you, it's got to be great to have that much. I know we got to break. It's got to be great, though, to trust people that much. Like, if I get out into traffic, no one's going to hit me. They'll stop. See, me, I'd be a little worried that maybe someone was texting not expecting someone to walk out of their car in the middle of my car while I'm going 30. But, you know, that's me. All right. Very good. There's someone talking about the militia. If you're in the militia, obviously you're a dork. I'm just joking around, but I mean, have a sense of humor about it. All right, here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They get you going.
That's a difficult thing to get through.
Every day.
That is 4 hours of conversation.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Halo! 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 Halo!
Halo! Hey, A-Rod! What's your favorite Ben Affleck movie? A-Rod! Ben Affleck's got J-Lo! How do you like them apples?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. That scene out in front of Fenway Park when Fox was doing their TV thing with A-Rod. And Mike D, who's on the phone with us, says that he is the man that very man that was heckling A-Rod. Hello, sir.
Well, good morning. How are you?
So you are taking credit for being the man who...
That is me yelling, hey, A-Rod, what's your favorite Affleck movie? And then I continued to troll them.
Okay. Any reaction from anyone on set? Anyone there? Did A-Rod at least give you credit for? Because I contend that insult, regardless of one's wealth or status in life, hurts. I mean, you got him good.
So I went there with my son.
Come on.
Good for you.
I got to hate him. Awesome. Raising him right.
That's awesome.
I'm there with my 19-year-old son. Who's a bigger villain? You know what I mean? The Astros or A-Rod? Today it might be the Astros after they whooped us bad in two innings, but A-Rod's the worst.
He really is, and he has a painting of himself as a centaur to prove it.
So did the crowd, like, I mean, obviously it sounds like you started something there. The crowd seemed to get all in on it. Even at that, was there any kind of, you know, recognition and turning around and taking a look, or maybe even during commercial breaks saying something to you guys?
He didn't turn around at all during the pregame, but then at, you know, after we won, the how electric it was at night. Afterwards, everyone was taking it out on him, on the way out. Like, yeah, the entire stadium was essentially taking out on him on the way out. So,
well, good work,
on the way
Mike.
In, I was standing around a bunch of families that were trying to hopefully be on camera, you know.
Right.
There was a girl next to me with a sign that said, like, hey, Casey, go to bed. It's past your bedtime.
Jesus.
You know, I was 4 or 5 deep and just ready to yell at A-Rod.
That's right. Nothing wrong with that. All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
doing
it.
Doing God's work.
It's a big winner for A-Rod, by the way. He's on the Hall of Fame ballot for the first time. He's done a lot of shaking hands and kissing babies since he was an enormous a-hole when he played.
Well, I'm not a big, you know, who should get in the Hall of Fame thing. You guys are more into that than I am.
Oh, yeah.
But a guy like Alex Rodriguez, obviously the numbers say he's instantly in.
I know, but the steroids say he's out. Yes.
I mean,
they can't put him in. I mean, they can't put him in because then you would have to put in everybody.
What about David Ortiz?
Oh, he's absolutely in.
He's absolutely in because he never admitted it.
He's absolutely in.
Well, but there's guys who never admitted it who they're not letting in.
Yeah.
It's a different situation with A-Rod.
Yeah.
Much different.
A-Rod admitted it.
Not only did A-Rod admit it, but the personality and the way he got along with the media, it speaks much differently.
No, but the thing is, if you let A-Rod in, then you got to let in Clemens and Bonds and down the list.
That's right. And that's it. Clemens and Bonds, this is their last year on the ballot.
All right. Refresh my memory again. I didn't know Carlton Fisk's nickname was Pudge.
Pudge,
so you
yes.
have to excuse my lack of baseball knowledge.
Yes.
Who has been kept out of the Hall of Fame that we don't know did steroids?
I mean, Clemens never said that he
Sosa
did.
Never technically was caught. Palmeiro.
Is Sosa a
Bonds, of course.
Is Sosa a lock Hall of Famer?
No. Well, Sosa hit over 650 homers.
Yeah.
I mean, he...
A lot of crap in between, but all right.
I know, but I mean, he hits... Oh, I'm sorry, 609. But still, a significant number, even in today's day and age. But Manny Ramirez, who tested positive for a masking agent, but not for steroids.
Estrogen. It was estrogen, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's like a speedball.
Yeah.
It's like heroin and cocaine.
Clemens, Bonds, Manny, Sosa, those are the big four. Oh, and Rafael Palmeiro, whose numbers were pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Well, he admitted it.
Did he admit it?
Yeah, he was in
at the
front
end
of Congress.
That's well. He
oh, I don't no, know if he admitted.
He said
it.
He never did. Point. He said I never did right, it, and then right. later on, it was out of his control.
Right.
Said no, I didn't. But those are the guys. And for Bonds and Clemens, it's their last chance. For Sosa, it's his last chance.
I don't think Ortiz is going to get in on the first ballot.
Schilling, it's his last chance, even though he said he didn't want to be on it. But the key is A-Rod. This is his first opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think the writers will
well,
stand
no,
strong.
No, they can't let him in. Yeah. You have to let in everyone else. Shukri, hello.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
What's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Look at you pissing off Nick Jamelli, thinking you're taking his job.
I think that's brilliant.
It's hilarious because it's like, number one, you're on a honeymoon. Secondly, why are you worried about me? Like don't be insecure about your job, buddy. You just got married. Worry about that. Like, congratulations on your newly wed wife, but really? Like, hilarious. Yeah, like, I'm living rent-free in his head.
You put a fire under his ass. His very, very big, supple ass.
His plump, woman-like derriere.
Like, time a lot of fire in that ass or something. Like, let's go. Like, don't worry about me. Like, I'm not the one to worry about. But all kidding aside, though, I'll start saying thank you, Rich. Like, seriously, the last couple of days have been absolutely incredible.
Don't thank me. You reached out and said you wanted to do the recaps, and I was like, yeah, hell yeah, that'd be it. And you did a good job. So, no, thanks to you.
I appreciate that. Now, as far as for Game 4 last night, I want to start by saying that, and I saw this a lot after I did the Drunken Red Sox recap on Twitter, that people were like absolutely slamming Laz Diaz, and the criticism is absolutely deserved. But I also have to say this publicly, in which that we have to stop blaming Laz Diaz for the call and start lamenting over the fact that the Red Sox offense with runners in scoring position has gone cold. And I tweeted this during the game last night, and I said, if you're a Red Sox fan, that you should be concerned that this team has become too reliant on the long ball and they're not doing enough in terms of catching those runners in that are on the base path. And the Astros, yes, an unfortunate break they got in the ninth inning, but they took advantage. And this is something that the Red Sox, they are going to absolutely need to do today in order to take a 3-2 series
lead.
That's
what Master Donato was saying, is maybe they've fallen in love with the home run and that they're not approaching, their approach has changed. And I've now said the term approach 500 times.
You had a runner in scoring position in each of the first six innings.
Yeah, and maybe they're swinging out
walks,
of their
shoes. I mean, you had a one-out triple from Arroyo. You had a double from Bogarts. They're both sitting out there.
Yeah, you're going to lose games if you don't take advantage of those opportunities. Houston's too good a team. All right, at least offensively. All right, Billy Jaffe is scheduled to join us, as is Nick Foligno, who is our good friend now, who we've talked to once. We'll talk to them in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.